Welcome to Living in Hi-Fi. I'm Steve.
And I'm Flissy. This is a podcast about records. Today's album is Folk Songs from the Tyrol by Inga and Rudy Meixner and the Neustorfer Schramelm. This recording is from Westminster Satellite Series, catalog number SS709, and the mono recording is MS709.
So this album comes from my Alpen collection. I started collecting various albums of yodeling and Alpen music because I think that yodeling is sort of unfairly disparaged, and I think it's actually quite beautiful. And so this album is actually one of my favorites of that collection. And despite it being a sort of a budget production, I think it actually is sort of well recorded and actually quite enjoyable. So Flissy, do you want to tell us a little bit about this recording?
Sure. So this has all of the marks of a budget recording. It's this bright orange, very 1960s kind of graphic circles. And it just has in sort of ubiquitous Tyrolean-ish script, Folk Songs from the Tyrol. And then it has the track listing, which is not in order on one side of the cover. And this funny little illustration of some Tyrolean gentleman hopping around. And it claims to have the world famous yodelers Inga and Rudy Meixner. And then on the back, it is basically an ad for the Westminster Satellite Series. So it's basically saying, hey, do you like cheap world music? Because we have 12 more cheap world music albums for you.
Yeah, so this album, you know, I don't know. I think it's not really fair. I mean, it does say world famous yodelers Inga and Rudy Meixner, but it barely really even credits them.
It's just like, no,
here are some Tyrolean songs. Don't really worry about who recorded them.
I don't even know that it even says anything about here are Tyrolean songs, except that's what it says in the title.
Well, right. I mean, it's folk songs from the Tyrol, right?
Yeah. There's not much I could find about Inga and Rudy Meixner. And there wasn't really a whole lot I could find about the Westminster Satellite Series, except that it was a branch of Westminster Gold. And Westminster Gold was a branch of ABC that released budget classical recordings for $4.98. And then the Satellite Series was non-classical world music, which is what we just pointed out in the advertising on the back cover. Even more budget than the classical recordings for $1.98. And then we paid $2.99 for this album, so there was some inflation that happened there, I think.
Yeah, so do you know what year this was recorded in?
I'm not really sure. The blurb that I found advertising, like announcing the release of this Westminster Satellite Series, there was a dozen that came out all at one time. And I found a blurb in a Billboard magazine from December 1966, and the release was set for spring. So my guess is this album was released in the spring of 1967.
All right. So do you want to tell us about your first clip?
Sure, I think I'll just let you guys listen to it first. My choice is Der Adam.
Okay, so what did you think?
So I'm wondering if anybody else picked up on some familiarity on this track. This song reminded me of a song from Disney, feel like we are only beginning to get in deep into the Disney references in this podcast. There's probably many more to come. This reminded me of the song from the Journey into Imagination ride at Epcot in the Imagination Pavilion. There's this song called One Little Spark, and it was written by the Sherman Brothers, who are super famous for having written the soundtrack to Mary Poppins, Jungle Book. Like, a ton of super famous Disney songs were written by the Sherman Brothers. A Small World is another one. And so the Sherman Brothers song goes, "One little spark of inspiration is at the heart of all creation, right at the start of everything that's new. One little spark lights up for you." And then the chorus goes, "Imagination." Anyway, the Dare Adam song reminds me of the verse for the Imagination song, One Little Spark at the Imagination ride. And it has this a little bit of gentleness to it. And I really think it highlights the loveliness of Enga and Rudy Meixner's singing.
Yeah, I can't help but wonder if the Sherman Brothers heard this song and used it as inspiration for their song. I mean, there's just a lot of similarity there. And yeah, I mean, it's just sort of, I think it sort of encapsulates the sweetness about this album. There's sort of just like a, I don't know, just kind of a fun innocence about the whole album.
Do you think maybe our copy of Folk Songs of the Tyrol could have been owned by the Sherman Brothers?
I think that's probably a stretch, but maybe.
Yeah, probably.
So, yeah, we were talking a little bit before about Enga and Rudy Meixner and how there's not a lot of information available, but what information were you able to find?
The only thing that I could find specifically about Enga and Rudy Meixner, I think maybe you ran into this too when you were trying to find their album streaming somewhere, found some other recordings by them that had like sort of naughty artwork on the album cover. There was like this, like, cartoons of, I think it was like this man gardening looking over the fence at this lady with big boobs. that's really sad that this is as far as I got about Enga and Rudy Meixner.
I think there is an album by them called Yodeling in Hi-Fi that has a picture of them on the front.
Yeah.
That's
but
about
that was,
it.
No, but that was like an innocent one. There's like...
Yeah.
That was normal-ish.
But I'm saying that's about the only information that's actually you can find about them at all, them personally.
So I can tell you just a little bit about yodeling in general. We think of yodeling as what we're hearing in this episode today as originating from the Alps as a way for the shepherds and other rural people to communicate across the mountains and valleys. But the truth is that yodeling can be found in Persian and Asian music, as well as in Central Africa, the Congo, Zimbabwe, and it was popularized again here in the U.S. You can hear yodeling in country and Western music. The yodeling thing is just this like quick alternation between like a head tone and a chest tone, and depending on what vowel sounds you're making, it might come from your head or from your chest. So if you're super interested in learning more about yodeling, there is in fact a book called Yodel A-E-U, The Secret History of Yodeling Around the World, written by Bart Plantagna. So we'll have a link to his book in the show notes so you can really dig deep into yodeling and report back to us if you learn anything about the Meixners.
All right, so let's take a listen to the second clip. This is my pick, May Bebe Hendley.
Hola lady,
Okay. So this is, as we sort of described earlier, sort of a representative of the kind of silly innocence of this album. I guess this song is really about, what, baby chickens? So, I don't know, there's a lot of, you know, imitation sounds of chickens or whatever.
This is very authentic clucking sounds.
Yeah. But it's sort of catchy. I mean, I find myself singing the chicken noises and myself in my head. So what did you think, Felicity?
I like the baby chicken song. I mean, what's not to like about baby chickens? And then yodeling about baby chickens? I have no complaints. And you know what's even better about this is finding on YouTube, like, Gangnam Style baby chicken song.
Yeah, so I guess this song was recorded in 2011 by this gentleman, Takeo Ishii, who I guess was Japanese, but heard yodeling on the radio when he was in high school, and I guess decided to move to Germany and learn how to yodel. And during a period when he was in Switzerland, he was performing at a beer hall in Zurich, and he ended up where he started earning money and was eventually able to take lessons from his idol, Fransel Lang, who we might get to in another episode. And so I think, you know, Takeo Ishii is a pretty respectable yodeler in his own right, but kind of strange to see a Japanese gentleman yodeling. And so I think he re-recorded this song in 2011, and you can find a link to his video of it in our show notes, along with, as Flissy mentioned, a mashup with Psy of Gangnam Style. Someone did a, mashup with Takeo Ishii's music and Psy's music video. It's quite bizarre, but...
Things are getting very international up in here with the... Gangnam Style guy is Korean, the Japanese yodeling, the Tyrolean yodeling.
Indeed. So this album is in pretty good shape. It's not a very great pressing, being that it was a budget release, but I'm guessing that this didn't get a lot of play ahead of, you know, us owning it. So it wasn't too bad. There's some surface noise and, you know, some cracks and pops and whatever, but... You know, I think people need to hear that kind of stuff. They're not meant to hear music in, you know, perfect clarity.
Exactly. We need to put up some Mr. Show.
Yeah, I'll have a link to that reference as well. So if you want to find more about this album or the clips that we mentioned, you can find them on our website at livinginhifi.com/episode/5. And we'll have links to yodeling, the book that we mentioned about yodeling, One Little Spark, the videos of Takeo Ishii and the mashup with Psy.
And be sure to follow us on Twitter at Living in Hi-Fi. And if you want to send us a longer correspondence, you can reach us at feedback@livinginhifi.com.
So stay tuned for next week when we finally make it back to the U.S. and specifically take a trip to Portland. All right, thanks a lot.